Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey everybody, it's like deja vu. This is the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 635. It is a very special day. It is E3 has kicked off in full this week, and we were treated to the Xbox Bethesda showcase this morning. We're going to cover that now on the podcast. We're going to play it live and give our thoughts and impressions as everything unfolds throughout the show. So this is very much a visual podcast today. So dare I say, if you're listening to audio, if you can, maybe catch the rerun on YouTube or, YouTube is going to be the best place to rewatch this episode. That being said, let's get into it. With me today, I have Pete Chin.
Hello, Greg, all the way from red hot sunny Dudley in my loft where I am baking to death. But
dare
I'm here.
I say,
I'm here.
You look red, like your face. You look red hot.
Do you know what? I had a video call with Kira earlier downstairs with Shell, and next to Shell, right, it was just like a red balloon and a white balloon. if you put our heads together, so fucking red. Anyway, I'm here.
All right.
In the tree, baby.
Also showing unity for Pete's redness is Kim wearing a red shirt.
Yes, I am here.
Kim Woods, how are you?
I'm good. I've been battling a poison ivy. As a matter of fact, I've been nuking this shit all week, so when I showed up on the podcast, I wouldn't look like some sort of swamp thing. So it's still there a little, but, you know, it's not itchy, so that's a plus.
That
so
is
anyway,
definitely
yes,
a plus.
Welcome, everyone, from not quite so hot Missouri today. It's actually very nice, so...
All right. And yeah. Also on the podcast, spinning the decks for us today, Mr. Robin Tate.
Is it hot? I haven't noticed. I'm like oozing rum from last night still, and it's 9 o'clock in the evening. Wow, what a night! Maybe we'll talk about that again some other time. Hello, it's Robin Tate here. I'm in the rum capital of the world, Northern Ireland, and I'm excited to see this. I've seen parts of the show, but I'm looking forward to trying to see it all here because it looks very exciting. Very exciting. So, great stuff. Let's do something.
And
do it a bit
I
differently.
Guess last but not least, Greg DeLacy. This is my gamer tag, Murphy's Law, OC_Murphy's Law on Twitter. I too am trying to show solidarity to Pete by wearing the red shirt. It is blistering hot here, though. So there's that. It's about 85 degrees right now. I was out in the yard doing a bunch of yard work as well. So I have been feeling the heat. So I'm with you, Pete. I am with you. Sharing
are
the
you
hotness.
85 is hot. It's 89 here. I mean, geez. Dude.
It's okay. It's hot when you're outside working, though. That is the key thing. Is you're out in the sun, no shade, working away. It's good though. It's good. Yeah, yeah. I made the mistake yesterday of wearing a tank top. I was smart. I put sunscreen on my shoulders, on my neck, and my chest area. I forgot to get my back lat area. And I have these two, like, wings on my back that are just, like, bright red fire.
You got red chicken wings.
Yes, I do. I've got red chicken wings.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, it was lovely and sunny here today as well, and Judith's been out sunbathing all day, but she fell asleep with her mask on.
Bullshit.
So she's white here. I'm only joking. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's just dive into it. This is a long show.
Yeah.
It's roughly an hour and a half long in length. We're going to kick this off. We're going to watch the Xbox briefing. We're going to put it on screen so everybody can watch it with us.
So,
and we'll just give our reactions as we go.
Wonderful people in the chat. If it's not loud enough or too loud for you, please let us know because this is experimental. So strap yourselves in. Let's go. We'll talk over it. I'll turn the volume down here and there from that YouTube feed when we need to, but let's go.
Yeah.
I always sit at this point, and like my butt starts to clench. Always, this is the exciting bit. Or maybe that's the Doritos.
They could show to open the show with. It was a real question mark of how they would open the show, how they would finish the show.
Mm.
And I have to admit, neither of which I thought would happen the way it went down.
Yeah, because it's usually Phil Spencer walking out, isn't it?
Usually Phil Spencer greets the audience, or they kind of kick into something right away. But as we know, this is a different year. Microsoft, the studios have grown significantly. So this was this to me was a very telling moment of kind of Microsoft saying, we want to showcase our purchases, if you will, and make you understand we're behind them. They're part of us.
And to have Todd Hard come out, but even, you know, is a big statement. But even that logo at the beginning there is sort of the mix of the Fallout logo and Xbox logo all together. You know, cool.
Around the world, come together and celebrate what games mean to all of us. And I think, you know, this past year, they've meant even
Big Smooze had a bad day today.
For being with us today. Thank you for the support you give us and one another. Xbox is turning 20. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the friendships we've had that whole time. At Bethesda, we believe video games.
This is basically him just saying, look, this was always almost in the cards.
Yeah.
It's such a natural fit. Bethesda, I mean, if you ever really thought about it, this purchase makes so many, you know, it makes so much sense in so many different layers. But, you know, again, this is an interesting way to start the show. And the game, everybody was asking about it.
But notice, we see it. Very, very nice tag watch he has on as well, which is. Yeah, he doesn't have a gadget watch on. He's got a lovely tag on there, which is I'll cut his arm off for that.
It's a game we've dreamt of playing, and it wasn't until now that we have the hardware, the technology, and the team who's hard at work at home to make that dream a reality. We're excited to finally share our first in-game teaser and something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, my problem with this sort of stuff is. I want to see the real gameplay part, the CGI trailer stuff. And I know this is all in-engine, and they were all very excited about it. But this here, for me, it did look good, but I want to see how it plays. You know, it looks fab. It reminded me about, yes, it's in the future, but it looks a bit...
Hey, Robin?
Yeah?
I'm going to have you talk into your microphone a little bit. For whatever reason, you sound very far away.
Oh, okay. I'll come down here. Yeah, so, yes, this stuff was... Is that better? This stuff...
Yes, better.
This stuff was in-engine, which is great. But, again, you want to see what you're going to be playing. Not that the field... Because you discount it...
Given we now know this game isn't coming out until end of next year. Not even at some point in time early in 2022. It's not coming out until late 2022. It's the key. My thing is... This will be, we'll see gameplay next E3.
Yeah.
Or even at the Video Game Awards. But it's not something that we necessarily needed to see gameplay.
No, right, I suppose so. I give you that, but it's always nice to see it. I mean, you've got No Man's Sky, you've got Elite Dangerous. You know, it has to be better than, you know, as good as those things now. But, okay, so the art style I liked. I love the way the robot down in the blue there, it was a bit cranky. His old ship is all wrecked. So it looks like he's, you know, he's starting out. It's, you know, he's got some high tech stuff, but it's like an old beat up rocket he's starting in, or she, as the case may be.
Hey, Robin.
Uh huh.
I don't know what you're doing. Whenever you move away from your microphone, you get all kinds of tinny and very sounding far away.
Okay.
Like right now, you sound good.
I don't know.
Better.
I'll stay here.
That's not good.
No. Okay. Yeah, but you know what? I'm excited for Starfield. I like the thought of Starfield. How about that?
I agree, and they unequivocally answer the question: Is it exclusive? Yes, it's exclusive to Xbox and PC. So it's not going to be coming to any other platform. Pete, Kim, I mean, is this exciting for either one of you? Are you, like, up for this now?
Yeah. A groundbreaking. Maybe. I mean, I'll give it a chance. It's not really my thing, but I'll give it a chance because, I mean, it's Bethesda, and they always do good stuff, usually, so.
I am so excited and proud to be here today.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's no Skyrim, but, you know.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What's going on with her jeans, by the way? What shape is the button? What is that all about? What?
I did not notice that before, but she has on some very uniquely designed jeans. Like, they're like an angle cut. Like, it's almost like it's like a flap instead of a zipper.
What? Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Huh? We're just not trendy enough, Robin.
That's what it is. I noticed.
That could be good, you know? Easy access. Just saying.
Just, all right. Just tuck that shirt in there. Just tuck the shirt in a wee bit. It's out of the back and it's tucked in at the front. And, you know, these are important things.
But also, you know, it's worth noting, again, for the conference, we've got, for the first time, Phil Spencer's not leading the conference. You know, we've got Todd Howard that comes out, and now this woman comes out. I forgot her name, otherwise I'd be saying it. But I think she heads up their partnership studios. I could be wrong.
Huh.
She's kind of in the same, similar role to Matt Booty, but not quite. Anyway.
Got a bit booty.
And then we get Starker 2.
Yeah.
This just feels like Metro to me.
Yeah, because, okay, with Metro, it was a scary first-person shooter with Rusky Tuskies in it, chatting with heavy, strong accents. All that stuff. And this is what this was. It looked great, but I thought this was quite a weird demo. I kept on thinking of Pete Chin, because he would have to read. And I'm sure, you know, he doesn't like reading.
No. Pete, is this... Did you play Metro? Who all has played Metro?
Yeah.
Okay, this very much reminds me of a Metro game. It also just still feels a very traditional first-person shooter. It looks great, but... I didn't get overly excited for seeing this. Also, worth noting... We talked about it previously when it first aired live. If only it was that easy to just throw a scope on a gun and have it already dialed in and you're not going to have any problems with it. That would be fantastic. Anyway.
I mean, this photograph here, right? Okay, so you got these guys all around the campfire and you got one of them with a bloody mask on. Seriously, that's still, even though this is set in the future, there's one guy with a mask on still. So that really pisses me off, you know? It's probably Anthony Fauci sitting underneath that mask. No, he would have...
This looks like the Poundland dollar store version of Metro.
I don't know.
It looks good. It definitely has... Again, it has that creepy vibe. I don't know that I'm overly excited for this game. But because it's coming to Game Pass, at least that... takes that, you know, the question of whether I should take a chance on buying it or not out of the question, as long as I'm a subscriber. And that's also worth noting. I think one of the big takeaways from the show
is Game Pass.
Game Pass, yeah. Because I think there were a total of three games. They said that it was going to be three games that were not part of Game Pass in total. Everything else shown here is part of Game Pass, which, once you put that in perspective, it's pretty exciting to be part of Game Pass and know all of these games are coming to the service.
Daily. Yeah. If there's two of these games that you like throughout the show, Game Pass is worth every penny.
Yeah.
No. Two games is all. But again,
you're spoiling it, Greg. I've not seen this.
Oh, sorry. We'll shut up. Okay, we'll shut up. Oh, sorry. You're concentrating on the words. Sorry, you read it there. Sorry. I love you. Oh, that's right, Pete. I have to make a pubic apology to you.
Forget the apology. Just shut the fuck up.
You didn't read it, because it was, if you look back at the WhatsApp chat, it's a pubic apology.
Oh. Well, what's... Oh, God. Have I got to read through that as well? Whoa.
Now, I will say, that
made me jump. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, John, pretty much everything we see here in the first three quarters of an hour, in fact, nearly for most of the show, is Game Pass. There's very, very little Battlefields in here, but you know, pretty much...
Far Cry, I think those are the two big titles that were not part of Game Pass. And I know there's a third. I think it might be an indie of some kind, but is that Diablo 2? I don't want to get
Diablo 2. Yeah. Now, I think we're supposed to know who this bloke is here because it's like he's back or something. If you read some of the text, it's like he's back in this body or something. I don't know. So this is set in around Chernobyl, I believe.
Now, I will say, compared to Metro, I actually like the facial animations for these in the design of these characters a little bit better. They're very similar, but I just think this has still a little bit more realistic look to it than the Metro characters do, especially the eyes.
See, I think this would be my type of game. This, you just run in and rip shit.
Oh yeah. I think it very well could be Pete. Like I said, it looks good. There's nothing wrong with the way Stalker 2 looks at all. It's just, having played the Metro games, this does feel like it follows that formula. And I could be totally wrong, though. It may not at all. I will definitely be giving this a shot, for sure.
Part of Chernobyl. So, is number one worth going back and playing, or is it...
You'll have to do that on PC. I believe it's only out on PC.
All right. So it's not like on the newbie to this. You've not played number one then?
Correct. Okay. It was a PC only game.
This.
Jesus, that looks scary. What's this?
So,
this is an exciting game.
Yeah. Rebuilding. Let's just watch for a second because this is good. We got the fight. Now we don't need to do anything. All right, when was the last time you saw written in any numbers? All of my best friends like to go and get
and they talk about they never got to hang in there, Holly. Get with your best friends. No rest.
I'd just like to point out Holly should be dead.
Let's go.
I love Mondays.
Another day in paradise.
So we had so much fun with Left 4 Dead. And this is the guys that developed Left 4 Dead.
The plan should be, for some of the major trailers, we turn the volume up and we go quiet, and then...
Okay, I'll shut up. All right, yeah, I'll shut.
Buckle up, buttercups.
We've got one shot. Let's make it count.
Over here!
Game Pass!
Wow!
Back for blood. If you're a fan of Left 4 Dead, if you play the Left 4 Dead games, this is 100% Left 4 Dead. It's exciting. We all love Left 4 Dead, so I think a lot of us were just like, okay, yeah, on board, day one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is wicked.
Yeah, well, we're just dying for Left 4 Dead again. I don't understand why Valve, those guys never did more with it. I love the music here. Now, sorry, this here reminded me of, what's that movie with Dirk? Okay, it was the really good looking guy. And these guys are treasure hunters, and there's a virus, and, oh God, what is it called? And it's a movie. They go to find this ironclad boat that was in the Civil War, and it got to Africa. And they had to go and find it. They were like, the movie starts just like this, even the music, and I thought, this is what it is. And it just feels like that fifth theme.
Yeah, this was, by the way, a big surprise. At first, we were getting a Wolfenstein-type game. That's what I thought this was.
What's that called? damn it.
Was it Sahara, Robin?
Sahara, that's it. Perfect. Yes. Well done, Joy. Yes, John. So it just started just like this.
Yeah.
A little photographs and the wee knickknacks. And it's come to Game Pass. Don't know what it is,
so,
but...
So, Contraband, we don't really know much about this, though, right? They showed off a lot of really pretty visuals, but...
I read somewhere it might be a heist, a co-op heist kind of game. So I don't know for sure, but that's just what I heard.
All right.
Red.
I just want to say right now, as soon as this came up, I started to check out myself. I was like, Sea of Thieves, okay, you know, they're going to do some kind of update, whatever.
The next, so obvious?
This surprised the hell out of me.
Me too.
In such a good way, and it seems so obvious.
Right?
A new danger is coming on the tides, and the one who might stop this ruin, trapped for all forever in the sea of the damned. Now to save the pirate life, you must start by saving the life of one.
Oh, didn't realize we had company. Captain Jack Sparrow. But I suspect you already knew that.
And we need say no more! Because Jack Sparrow antics through Sea of Thieves. It's so obvious that he's in it, you know? He likes to beat women and be in games. No, that's really bad.
That is very bad. It also, unproven, allegedly.
I don't know. He didn't win his libel case. But yes, it's a perfect matchup for this. And to make it even more mainstream. So this is like a series of stories or something with him in it, I believe.
Yeah, they're saying it's basically DLC. You know, and Big Smooth has a point. This is such a natural connection. This should have been there from day one. I think Sea of Thieves would have had even more of a following had they had something like this tied in with it.
I'm sure they had to drop big bucks as well to get him in here.
This is Disney. They're... If they made the pact with the devil.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, it's not him as a voice actor, but even still, it's
enough.
Good. Yeah. We always keep on saying we should go back to this.
Still has a pretty decent following, from what I understand, too, so...
And I think it's getting popular in the community again.
It's very story heavy, though. I have to admit, I'm trying to figure out how they make this work in the setting.
I wouldn't think it. Just go do this, fetch quests and cutscenes. Good.
Yeah, it looks really good. I've not played that game.
Okay. Arr.
Derby Pirates.
Okay, I can switch off for a second.
I absolutely checked out on this.
Yeah,
there's just something about the Yakuza games I cannot get into, but everybody seems to love these games.
This was funny. Now watch out, Pete. There's a shot here from EGX. The house, the Big Brother house. What do you see? See if you can guess which bit it is.
Happy birthday!
It seems like it's some humor here, doesn't it? So available today.
I've tried to play one of those games. I just don't get on with them. Awful.
Now this looks so good. Kim has already pre-ordered it.
I don't want to like this game, only because they're charging $70 plus the season pass. But it does look
so good.
Yes.
But if it helps you, I already pre-ordered it, so it'll probably end up on Game Pass. I couldn't help it. I love Battlefield. I always have. So.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You do
yes,
get.
Boomer. Yeah, I pre-ordered
you do get
it.
A ten-hour trial.
Yeah, still, yeah.
So that'll...
Yeah.
Ooh. Fine.
These maps just look so freaking cute.
Look at that. See this, that wonderful game on the Xbox 360 with that horrible scene with the white phosphorus. Highly underrated game. It reminds me of those scenes. It's the sand and the sand cloud and yeah. Well, we're getting old. We can't remember details.
Yeah, Troy 6 and Chill coming through. Spec Ops the line.
Yeah, that's it. What a fab game that was. I love this bit. Listen.
I will say, speaking of that, I am actually somewhat curious to see 6 Days of Fallujah. That game actually looks pretty good as well. I don't like the fucking person.
Wow.
See, the problem with this game, from my perspective,
yeah,
is you see that guy that was laying on the ground dead?
Yeah.
That's me most of the time in this game.
Oh. But you're old?
You do get a weakness to soon. There's that.
Hey, I die most of the time too, but I don't care. I still love it.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it right to say that there's no single player in this?
No single player, it's all multiplayer.
Big Smooth, that was really hurtful. Just want you to point that out. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be having a talk with my brother from another Mark, and this might have to be a purchase.
That's the first game I've seen so far that doesn't have the Game Pass thing plastered over it, but you do have a 10-hour demo.
The thing with Battlefield is just ridiculously violent, eh?
So, yeah. How's your day?
I am very excited about this.
Oh, he wants to pay back for blood. But Battlefield is ridiculously violent, but back for blood?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I look
that
at that,
ginger thing like, coming out again, isn't it?
It's like the complete antithesis of what I would want to live in. That it's just war zone all the time. I couldn't believe a zombie thing going on in somewhere like New Guinea or somewhere, you know.
I'm sorry, one of the most exciting games of the show and you just talked all over it.
Oh,
12 minutes is 8 more minutes than I need.
Yeah, that's what Cindy says.
I'm looking forward to 12 minutes.
What was this game?
Psychonauts.
Oh, Psychonauts 2, that's right. Okay, yeah. I'm excited for this game. I love the visual.
It just looks old school. It looks old school, doesn't it?
Time for justice!
Huh.
Free-thinking world is in your hands.
I'm afraid that means the dead letter office for you.
The mission is falling apart. A psychonaut must always remember how to roll with it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe a fun story, but it is very old school still.
The humor is great. I very much am looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too.
Is a mission about the fate of the world. Can you do that?
Yes. If I can find some bacon.
I'm going to ignore that last part.
Can't go wrong with bacon.
But again... even if you think this might not be your type of game, it's on Game Pass. This is the theme throughout the show. Everything you see where you're like, yeah, that might not be my kind of game. Oh, but it's on Game Pass. So maybe I will try it out.
When I say hello,
exactly.
And welcome to the Bethesda E3 Showcase. We love that we can share the stage with Xbox this year,
And whether you've known Bethesda for 35 years or are just getting to know us, we couldn't be happier to bring you the latest on your favorite games. We started this showcase with my good friend Todd Howard, who gave you a first look at Starfield. Along with Bethesda Game Studios, all of our teams are continuing to work on the projects that have been in development since well before we joined the Xbox family. So rest assured, the games you've been expecting and hoping for are still in the works. And today, we're bringing 10 more titles to
Game
Pass.
Yeah, look at the chat. Yes, Big Smooth, absolutely the future for gaming with Xbox.
Look at that.
Like the award-winning
Doom. I mean, look at that. All on Game Pass now. Like, wow.
Doom Eternal will be optimized for Xbox.
You know, this is probably a good time we can talk about real quickly. Earlier in the week, Microsoft had some big kind of events. They talked about going, you know, putting together a xCloud stick, if you will, device for TVs. They're going to do partnerships with TV manufacturers to embed Game Pass in the TVs.
Yeah, in the future.
They're making a major push, and it's the companies behind it. They had Satya Nadella, who was on an investors call with Phil Spencer. They're talking about the direction of Xbox and the continued growth. I fully expect we will hear, you know, obviously not this show, because we now know what they've shown in this show, but that we'll hear about some more studio acquisitions. They want to try and roll out one major exclusive every quarter. That's ambitious. That's going to take a lot of studios. That takes investment. And it's interesting to see Microsoft really getting behind Xbox now, when just a few years back, the big question was, does Microsoft stick with Xbox? Do they sell it? You know, everybody thought they were dead in the water. This is a big reversal.
Yeah, it's been a nice build over a couple of years.
Yeah.
It came at a great cost. Wow.
So Fallout 76, this is, you know, a game I tried. I did not enjoy just that open world MMO kind of feel to it, but I know a lot of people really love this game. It looks really good. It plays well. There's nothing wrong with the content. It's just, you know, for me, you know, seeing kind of players bouncing around doing their thing outside of what you would kind of expect in a story-based game kind of ruins it for me.
Yeah, I just thought Skyrim had that same problem, didn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of based my decision on playing games with retail as well, and watching how they go in the shops, and this one just flopped like really, really quickly. So I'm not gonna play this game.
Well, yeah, it was the game came out and it was panned horribly by reviewers and consumers because they just really leaned into the whole game for service, and it felt like it was a money grab. They didn't feel like they really put a lot of effort into it. But yeah, they've definitely turned it around.
Nah, not for me.
No. And I'm a big Fallout fan.
What the hell was that?
Ooh.
Expedition Squad Delta, report. Over. Squad Delta, what's going on out there?
Huh. And we keep going?
Yeah.
War.
Yeah. War never changes.
But if it looked as good as that there, you might go, okay.
Yeah. Lord, I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people struggled with Fallout 76, especially the early going. But again, on Game Pass, so you can always go revisit it, see if it's gotten better.
You see, my issue here is I don't think this man has real legs. I mean, he looks like he's pinned to there. I mean, like he's just been like brought out and adjusted on top of a two-legged stool.
We've got a lot more to come in ESO, including the conclusion to this epic story later this fall with ESO Deadlands. And with the release of ESO Console Enhanced this Tuesday,
okay,
the game will deliver a...
Again, this here was the same thing. I went on to Elder Scrolls Online, and then it just sort of... Well, everybody jumping around doing silly stuff. It's sort of...
Yeah.
I But
Kim, have either of you played Elder Scrolls Online?
No.
Yeah, I played it, or I started it. I'm kind of like you, you know, and it's Elder Scrolls, and I wanted to love it, but the you know, all the random people in there doing their stupid shit just kind of put me off. So, I mean, you know, especially with my gamer tag being what it is, and you've got idiots jumping in front of me and trying to get my attention, and all I want to do is go to the next level and beat the big dragon on the mountain or whatever, and yeah. And you know, I've got these damn tag-along people behind me that are, you know, trying to get my attention and do stupid shit, and it just, like...
You're like the Pied Piper. You're just trolling along all the little rats behind you.
Right, right. It was one of those deals where I wanted to really change my gamer tag to, like, Big Sweaty Man or something, so...
Huh.
You should have that.
It's annoying.
Heck yeah.
I know, right? Big Sweaty Guy. Is off the table.
Oops. Robin, this is such a game for you. Take a new breed of fighter.
Wait. Oh, I laughed at this. This looks, yeah. We played something like this. Remember, was it yourself, Mark, and myself? Yep. That stupid fighting clay animals thing. But these characters look so funny.
Yeah, this just looks a little more polished than the one we played.
So funny characters. I want a plushie of every one of these in my collection. Ha! Big sweaty man in 69.
Trey Sticks and Chills says, Kim, change your name to Big Sweaty Man 69. You'll still get plenty of attention.
So good. This is like this is a party game. If they get it online right.
There are a couple trailers within this whole showcase that have just some great humor in them on top of it all, which I love seeing.
Yeah, that's cool. Fun.
I'll play that.
It's not deep, but it's fun. And I believe it's on Game Pass. Woohoo!
Saving me money, left and right.
Yeah, Lord, unless you're really, really drunk, then that might be the most exciting game ever.
I'm really curious to give this a go. Only because this game got so much attention last year. So this is Hades. A lot of people's game of the years. Tons of awards for it. Stupid boy. I've never really paid much attention to it, though, I have to admit. And
so
it seems like it's Diablo-esque kind of action.
Was it PC or was it PlayStation or what was it? Why did we miss it then?
Well, it was on PlayStation, I think. Well, it came out on PC. I believe it came to PlayStation as well, and now it's finally coming to Xbox.
It will be on PlayStation, because it's going to be out for PlayStation the same time as this, I think.
Okay.
And it's on Game Pass!
Wow, it just doesn't stop giving, does it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's literally only three games in this entire show that are not on Game Pass. So that's the incredible part of the show, is just getting the sense of all of these games, for the most part, are on the service. It's comforting to know, because you know you can invest heavily in Game Pass now and get real good value.
Yeah.
And you're not going to like everything that's there. I mean, maybe that, as Big Smooth said, you know, the game could be quite boring or not your sort of thing. But there's lots of people, like John Mouse likes weird stuff. You know, there's lots of everybody's different strokes for different folks. So, and yeah. John Mouse is weird anyway. So, you know, you can't take that away from him.
So I can't remember who the developer is on this, but
Inside. It looks like it, doesn't it?
Is this the same people that made the game Inside?
No, I don't think so. Is it?
I mean, this looks very interesting.
I know, John. You're a good lad. Yeah, it is weird looking at it, but weird. This is my sort of wheelhouse here.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird too.
This is true.
Wow. Atmospheric. And a ginger! There's Phil. Hi, Phil. Some and it's on Game Pass.
That's all next year, man.
Yeah, why would you ever have to buy a game?
I mean,
this holiday,
it's kind of
the here we go.
Anniversary of Xbox and the 20th anniversary of Halo.
Now, I will say,
what, her belt?
I'm surprised they showed this when they did. I thought this would either lead the show or end the show. And seeing this happen in the middle, I realized, okay, they've got something planned for big, for the end of the show.
To all players across Xbox and PC with no barriers.
That's a biggie.
Halo Infinite.
All the multiplayer is
free. To play and invite more of you than ever before to become a Spartan hero. I'm excited to be here with Joseph Staten, the creative director.
I do
of
wish
Halo Infinite.
They had given us the before and after of Craig, the Craig meme character, the brute.
Halo 3 ODST.
I think that would have been Halo funny. Visionary. Could have been smart.
It is so great to have him.
But
back
this does look like it's
Halo.
Shaping up really nicely.
Thank you, Bonnie. And hey, everybody. For us, and I hope many of you, Halo has always been about heroism.
He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Humanity safe.
You know who doesn't know how to do with his hands? Phil Spencer. Watch him later in the... when I saw him talking, I was like, Phil, just put him in your pants, man. Just put your hands in your pants. Come on. We've ever built, and we can't
wait for you to explore. Okay, so the criticism they had last year was it looked a bit crappy. Watching this before, it didn't look crappy. It looked friggin' awesome. I seen this live, and this looks... the biz. It is Halo.
They've definitely given it a nice coat of polish. In the next chapter, I mean, the cutscene stuff. His greatest challenge yet. But although I found this part interesting because in the fight. As we're watching some of this happen, I am wondering how much of this is, if this is actual gameplay elements.
Cutscene stuff.
Be bouncing around. Because this cutscene's into, I think, gameplay at the very end.
Right.
You'll see him grab a rifle, and then it goes into kind of that first-person view.
Well, last week on the show I'd said that this it was either make or break for Halo. And I kind of think maybe my opinion is I think they've done enough here to say, yeah, there's a good future here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about the future of Halo. I absolutely cannot wait to give multiplayer a shot. Just given the fact that we had so many fun times with the community in multiplayer, and this looks like they have added just a bunch of things to the multiplayer side. Doesn't feel like it's sticking to the traditional elements of multiplayer.
Well, I'm glad Master Chief's back and sort of Cortana is back and. You know that.
Well, they fixed the grapple hook. The grapple hook looks better. That's the one of the big criticisms that came out of the last show.
The rogue AI known as Cortana is gone.
But we still haven't seen Craig.
How?
I'll just shut up now for a second.
Of course not. Did you hit your head or something? Don't you remember? My instructions were to enter this installation, imitate Cortana, and lock her down for retrieval. Yours were to take her back to the Infinity for deletion. So if it wasn't you, okay then. There's something else. On successful deployment, my deletion routine was supposed to complete. Still here.
Good.
Good?
Something stopped your deletion. We need to find out why.
But this wasn't the mission.
The mission's changed. They always do.
They always do.
Are you sure?
I love that line.
That's
a great
brilliant.
He just got rid of his girlfriend and took on a new girlfriend.
To go and try and find his girlfriend. That's going to be an awkward threesome.
Of course, you can't have a Halo game without multiplayer. And on Xbox Series X, you'll be able to enjoy Infinite's multiplayer action at up to 120 frames per second. Finally,
Big Smooth, you wanted somebody younger.
Announce that Halo Infinite's first free-to-play multiplayer season and Infinite story-driven campaign will launch together this holiday.
A new day is upon us. A new generation built to fight.
Cool. This does look good.
Together, we are unstoppable.
I mean, visually, it looks fantastic. And they're definitely seems to be a lot of customization happening. And if not mistaken, I just saw armor coming off.
Yeah, well, I did notice, and we'll see it shortly here, the guy with the samurai helmet.
No scope.
You'll see that shortly. No scope. I like that shield.
VR has a scope on it. Definitely seems like there's going to be some add-ons.
Well, if it's free to play, that's where they're going to be. There's going to be packs to buy. Look at that! Ooh, yeah.
Claim the enemy flag. Return it to base.
Eye candy. Wow.
The flag is ours. Please call at your earliest convenience.
This is a good game. There you go, Griff Ball.
I swore I seen a... Well, Daddy, grab that crate there. This guy, that helmet. Look, look, look. Looky, looky. Why, the head came back. Wow. Wow. That looked good. Free season one. Okay. Yeah, well, fair enough. You know, if there's one season free, well, if you like it enough, you might want to throw a bob or two at it. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Notice though it said holiday
21.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Evil has survived. A dark figure wanders in the east.
Hmm.
Ah, yeah. Okay, I remember this game now. Yeah, this caught me off guard. I
must be stopped.
It's like,
at all costs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take it there's going to be a new one. I mean, yes. Not just this refurb. Hmm. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm right here. Okay, I love.
Well, didn't they announce already that there was a new Diablo in the works?
Okay.
In the
works, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go with this. I spent a lot of time in Diablo.
I'm super excited because I love Diablo 3 so much. How much I'll be excited to go back to 1 or 2?
I never played 2. So. I like Diablo. There you go. That's the end of it.
Especially the purple ones. This is your game, Kim, right here.
you just noticed.
Where did it come from?
From all of us. From what we do to him.
Okay, so this is a surprise to me, too.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not surprising to me that it was such a well-received game. It may not have lit the world on fire sales-wise, but it seemed like it did so well just from media reception that they'd be able to get funding for a second one. So this is the follow-up to Plague's Tale, for those that don't know. I'm super excited for this. I loved the first game. It was such a really just a good
different type of game. Yeah, I'm all in for this. This also happens to be one of the studios that was rumored that Microsoft might be trying to purchase. I do wonder if that still is not the case, and that they still may be in the path of buying them up, because these guys have worked not only on this game, but I believe they've also helped out with Flight Simulator.
Hmm. Okay. Requiem. Game Pass! Gordon's alive! Hmm, what's next? Captured 4K, 60 frames per second. Okay, good stuff. Okay, it's the Chicken
this
Man.
Last, this is the other game that is not free on Game Pass. No,
it's the Chicken Man. I would eat a bucket of his chicken right now.
Chicken Man.
When I am dead,
Polis Hormanas.
Hold hands. Sing songs around the fire.
Sure, I know just the song.
No?
Time you learn about resolver, Danny.
Do you like this?
To take down Castillo,
no, it's,
yeah,
it's
right
lost in you, it really is. Look me.
Keep talking.
It's a stealth operation. I got you covered.
I've missed a couple of Far Cry games, so I'm ready for one now, and this looks good. They're sort of brutal and some humor with them. Like over the top villains. I like that.
You wanna blow shit up? Juan Cortez.
It's a good game, Lord. Glad you enjoyed it. Good lad. Yeah. Whee! I mean, I don't.
This game also looks fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It looks fun. It doesn't look deep. It looks fun. Over the top. Ah, it's got chickens! Yeah. Hey, oh, fucking roosters.
To get the job done, Danny. Fighting cock. You gotta love that.
Yeah. Fun.
Next time I see you, I want to play with that crazy backpack, dear.
Cool.
So it's funny. This seems like the over-the-top single-player version of what Battlefield gives you. It's crazy. You could do all kinds of things, but it's story-based.
Hmm.
Very violent.
That's the guy who likes back blood. But okay, here we go.
Yeah, I totally thought for some reason this was going to be the game Tunic. Not at all.
I did too for about a split second. The little thing showed up. So.
This is one of those games where I'm
I've been talking about this for years.
It's very violent too.
It is.
This is very violent, Pete. Absolutely. All about
so violent.
I know, she sucks up all of these blob things. She's a blob murderer.
Yeah, what's that game on the Nintendo? You had to paint stuff Splunky or something like that? Or yeah, anyway. It just like seems like
Sorry, a Pokemon?
No, it's a shooter. You paint to paint the floor.
I can't hear a word you're saying, Robin.
Sorry. Yeah, you paint the floor. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a shooter for Nintendo's. Again, John Mush is going to help me out. Slime Rancher. Yeah, they've been talking about this for ages. Yeah, that's... Nah. I'd rather eat a box of dicks than play that game.
That could be arranged.
Oh, welcome back to Shred Again. Let's go.
Okay, so they say this game is for these dudes, by these dudes. Now, I watched some of the EA conference.
Why don't you turn the volume down on this a little bit?
Okay, yeah, good point. there. I watched some of the EA conference the other day, and they had this.
Not the same game.
I know it's not. I know, but it had mountain biking, it had snowboarding, it had a base jumping, and everything in it. But this here seems to be like this sort of serious snowboarding game for dudes. I don't know. Do I want a whole serious snowboarding game? I don't know.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I just have to ask, am I the only one that has a hard time hearing Robin?
You can't hear me?
Yeah, it's like you cut in and out on us. You may be fine for the stream, which is great, but
okay.
I think your volume might be fighting with the volume of the show as you're sharing. So that's what I'm saying. If you could turn the volume down on the screen sometimes when you're talking, it might help. I don't know.
There you go. Is that any better now coming through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming through great now.
Well, so Big Smooth saying I'm loud and clear. I think it's just your hearing aid, Greg.
Yes, my hearing aid might absolutely be.
It could be.
Yeah.
The
battery's
okay.
Going dead.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah, I love this point where we have a good feeling about December, as far as the release date is concerned, which I thought was quite good.
Now what are we looking at? I have no idea what this game is.
It looks good, but
it does look good. But
it's like
the music choice was very bizarre.
What the hell?
It's from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Eurovision, yeah.
Yeah.
The old lady's gonna beat you with a ladle.
I know. I mean, it looks awesome, but what is it? I have no idea.
Weird is what it is.
The good news is, it's coming to Game Pass.
Game Pass! Lord Stalker was the second game up, and it's coming to Game Pass!
Yeah, it'll be out, what do they say? Next year, I think, is 2022 for Stalker.
Okay, so I got excited when I seen this. I thought this was going to be the one that was all white and red. Damn it, Robin, your brain! Doesn't matter. It's not that, so forget it.
Yeah. This looks interesting.
Super hot. I thought it was super hot. That's what it was. I thought it was super, super hot. Yeah, I don't know. John, I thought it was super hot.
It's pixelated, but it's not. I mean, it's a very cool artistic choice in terms of how they're presenting it. I just don't know that I will like this game enough. But again, one of its redeeming qualities and why I will probably try it is it will also be on Game Pass.
That's weird. That's a very unique style. It looks a bit like some of those old sort of point and click adventures that you had to go, like detective adventures, that pixelated. But then again, it looks like that ninja game, that stealth ninja, that he was climbing up the side of the buildings there and stuff. So it's weird. I don't like the sort of the stop frame, like it looks like it's at 10 frames a second sort of thing. I don't like that bit, but there's Game Pass. What's next?
Okay, so we got our Grounded update. This game has come such a long way. It millions of players. It's just such a great concept. I keep telling myself I need to get back in and play it. This could be one of those Minecraft kind of community type games where you could just grow and build. Flying things. Now, to celebrate, we present the Shroom and Doom update. It gives the people what they've been asking for. Like sitting
No, seriously, a lot of people want to sit. It's for when you get sick of your human companions. And of course, mushrooms.
That's Kim.
But not those kinds. We've also got something that literally no one was asking for. The Brood Mother. She's so terrifying.
Huh?
You should probably turn on arachnophobia mode. Oh, even her blob scares the sh** out of us.
Okay.
I gotta hand it to Obsidian. They get humor really well.
Go home. Oh, and it looks like we added achievements too. Nice.
Okay. But June 30th, and it's on Game Pass! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Among Us!
Among Us. Yeah.
Among Us, where?
This, to me, this is more exciting than the fall game.
Among Us. Is it on Game Pass?
It was, yes.
On Game Pass!
Alright, free, I have to say, I totally checked out during this entire trailer here.
I didn't see any of this bit at all.
I saw, as soon as I saw overly anime characters on screen, and it felt like a very much a Japanese RPG kind of scenario, I was just like, yeah, no, checking out. But I will say, the one thing I did say, even though this is not a game I would play personally, I love the visual aesthetic of the town combined with kind of the hand-drawn characters.
Yeah.
Visually,
yeah.
This looks freaking awesome. Yeah.
So that's Studio Ghibli. It's that sort of thing, but with decent enough backgrounds. But they almost look like real, like miniatures that have been photographed or something, or... Huh. I don't
know. Snuck in a little twofer here.
And it's on Game Pass!
Ayuden!
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Big Smooth. We totally know this is your type of game. You're into the anime girls. We know. This is the game I am most anticipating.
Okay,
in the next,
well, let's turn this up and watch it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Robin, is that coming to Game Pass?
Game Pass!
It wasn't really much of a trailer, was it?
No, not really. But we've seen quite a bit of that.
It's a well-known thing. We've like seen it out there. So they've talked about it. They've shown it quite a bit. So just, I think this is more reaffirming the release date. But that game is, you know, it's a twin-stick RPG co-op shooter game set in a cyberpunk-type universe. I'm just way excited for that game. I think it's going to be a smash hit for the community, for anybody.
What's this? Is this the Holy Grail?
You can make it the Holy Grail. No, this is a
Philism
game.
Age of Empires.
Yeah.
I take it, yeah.
Also known as a Philism game.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is day one for Pete.
It's got elephants.
Yep.
It does have elephants.
Yeah. So day one delete.
I'm in.
Day one delete.
They might have gingers, Pete. Ginger elephants, imagine that.
Wow. Oh,
many of our community still play Age of Empires. Joy Six and Chill just said they still play Age of Empires 2. Well, now you can... But this is PC and cloud only, as far as I understand. So this is not coming to console.
Huh.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Then I'm going to play it just to give everybody a review.
I think you should.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah, I'll just to give them a raging review.
Okay. All right. Whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing on that is it's PC only, Windows 10 PC and
cloud, which means you could
do it in bed. So,
does that mean mouse and keyboard support is coming to xCloud?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it takes different strokes for different folks. You know, if everything looked as good as Aliens, Colonial Marines, and it all looked the same as that, well, we'd all be bored.
This trailer, by the way, you want to turn the volume up for.
Okay.
Will this creature be in the game? No. Say goodbye to it forever. Suddenly, and for no reason, people running. These pointless slow-motion shots make everything seem cool and should bolster pre-sale numbers. That wah sound can mean only one thing. We must gaze over an epic shot of a world, and there should be lens flares. Now we see our hero, but only their silhouette, because the developers haven't finished the design, or finished the story, or finished any gameplay that's actually ready to show. In fact, the only thing they have finished is the title.
Very good. Is that the humor of the game? And it's on Game Pass! Oh, okay. Well, if that's the humor of that game, that's for me.
The humor in that trailer.
Oh, that's ice.
Hmm.
Complete integrity.
Yeah. But I'm excited to get Lost Worlds too.
Very violent, but is it not?
Or Outer Worlds. There's just Lost Worlds. Maybe we'll get that too, but the Outer Worlds too.
Okay.
I am excited for this. This is not Fable, however, Kim. Sorry.
No, it wasn't. I got all excited for a minute. Sorry. Oh, well.
Oh. Oh, hippos. Hungry ones. Hungry hippos.
Game either, which also disappoints me. No.
That would have been exciting as well.
Not anywhere this.
Welcome. Welcome to Fantasy Island. What's this? That's Dracula. That's Dracula.
The plane! The plane!
What's this boring simulator?
Oh, Christ.
I want this. Just not that I want to be a big planey man, but I just want to fly over things for a bit until I get bored.
I really don't want to be 50.
You're a tucker.
That's really hurtful, Pete. That is really, really is.
Hurtful. Wow, that, how exciting is that? Under the Golden Gate Bridge. I've done that. Under, over, walked, rid, booted, driven.
Do you not love this? This is just...
Lovely.
Yeah, imagine, like there's Kim and her spotty plane, at Big Sweaty Man 69, and there's me and my nice Learjet, and all of us flying around the place to be class.
There's reflections underneath the jet, I'm just saying. Gorgeous game,
Pete. I would, can you imagine four or five of us up there flying wee planes together and we decide where to go? And that'd be good fun.
But wait, there's more. Hold on.
Okay. It's on Game Pass! Really right
now.
Oh! It's on! I feel the need! Oh, he's breaking the hard deck again. I mean, good, he's broke the rules of engagement and he's writing checks his flipping body can't afford. Flipping one low pass over one flipping right admiral's daughter, Penny Benjamin. Damn it, man. Shut up. You'll be flying a cargo plane with a rubber dog shit in Hong Kong. Yep. Wow. Okay. I'm on for that.
Boring simulator.
Oh, shut up.
You burn in hell, you bungers.
Ginger.
Oh, dear.
Now, also another exciting game, right up Robin's alley. Like, these are Robinism games right here.
No, I'm sorry, I know a bit about this. These guys, again, have went the extra mile for these visuals. They've went out and...
Oh, it's this Forza. With Mexico.
12K cameras to get these real scenery. It looks fab. Now, here's my problem with another Forza game. It doesn't feel like it's that long ago since we had a Forza game. They already look lovely. This will look lovely. But, I don't know. I want Forza Motorsport. I know they're doing a revamp of it right now, and that'll be out soon. But I want a real racing game on my console again. This is fun, but I want that semi stuff again. It feels like a long time since we've had that. But, can't take away from it. It looks gorgeous. And it's in... Mexico. I'm coming before the end of the year. Now, again, what I would love them to do would be all of the maps, UK, Australia, put all of the maps together. Now, that would be cool. A big, massive world.
I'm purposely not saying anything at the moment. I'm just letting it play.
It's on Game Pass November. Ooh.
On Game Pass. now, Robin, I know you jizzed a lot during that whole thing. You can keep his volume down. We don't need to listen to him talk.
I can't wait to show you what we
do. You said a lot during that trailer.
Yeah, sorry.
None of us heard.
Okay, well, I'll say it to you now.
I'm glad it all cuts out because all right. The trailer was it was wicked.
Okay, yeah. So I'll tell you. So it's been a long time. Yes, it's looked fabulous. It looked awesome. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to pause right now. It looked fabulous.
Let it roll.
Okay.
Just let it play.
It looked fabulous. It looked awesome. But it doesn't seem that long ago since we've had a Forza game, or a Forza Horizon game.
I would agree.
And even though it does look gorgeous, those guys went the extra mile. They went out with 12K cameras and took those big, beautiful skyboxes and the cliffs. And it looks gorgeous. But I really want a Forza Motorsport game again. And I know they are revamping it, but I'm ready for that semi rather than the arcadey. Is that wrong?
I think the thing to be excited for that, Robin, is that they are actually bringing that, but it'll be next gen only. I think that's the reason why we're not seeing Forza, the proper Forza racing game right now. I think they are tooling that for only next gen, and so they're wanting to give it another year, because I think that the theory is most of the games we see next year in 2022 will still be cross-gen.
Okay.
From Xbox, but then after that, I think they're absolutely going to cut ties and kind of push into next-gen. I want a proper Forza racing game.
Yeah.
But this does look fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not taking... Please don't say I'm taking away. I'll get this. I'll probably play it to death. But, yeah, it's going to be more of the same. Anyway, it'll be all right. You know, it'll be fine, and there'll be a festival, and it's in Mexico, so we'll be taking drugs and stuff like that there. There'll probably be one of the missions will be running, like, being coyotes and, you know, trying to take people over the border. There'll probably be a level that you have to jump the wall to see how far you can get across the wall and stuff like that there, you know?
That would be epic if you could actually get to the border.
Yeah.
I don't think they will let you, but...
Well, you know, the VP said, don't come. Well, a few months ago she said come, but now she's saying don't come, so I'm sure they won't come. Anyway,
but no, it looks great.
Yeah,
It seems like they've upped their game considerably.
Does it? The map... No, I'm looking at here. I mean, the map looks the same. You know, the speedos, you know, it's... The map is... You know, the little map in the bottom left-hand corner here looks the same. You know, so... Oh, he looks different. But yeah, you know... But yeah, look at the building. It looks fab, but... Okay. Do you know what? See, when you're, you know, married to the most beautiful woman in the world and she's gorgeous and she stays looking like she's 23 years old forever, you would get bored of that. No, see, I'm making this argument and then I'm completely coming back on it, completely and utterly. Yeah. No, you wouldn't get bored of it. No. Bring it on, guys. It's lovely. I can't wait to play it. But bring me my simulator too, please.
Well, they did mention it. The simulator is in the works. So they do talk about it, I think, towards the end of this. So they talk about kind of the future of Fable that's in the works, as well as Forza 8. But it's a ways away. Recreated at this level of detail. And here's Sierra in her favorite off-road buggy. The volcano Sierra and friends are exploring is the highest point ever in a Horizon game. And thanks to the power of the Xbox Series consoles, from up here we can see for miles in every direction. In the distance, we can just about make out Guanajuato. Whee! Let's take a closer look. Guanajuato is one of the most beautiful cities anywhere in the world.
Guanajuato.
It's a colorful, undulating city full of vibrant architecture. It even has a sprawling network of tunnels.
And tunnels!
Turning, overlapping streets.
Very handy for smuggling immigrants illegal. As we see here, really good.
Don is challenged in Horizon's open world battle royale, The Eliminator. While Don tries to win that race, the rest of our players are still out exploring this diverse open world. Let's head.
I don't want to point out his mole.
Horizon series is known for,
but I can't stop looking at it.
And using our unique HDR camera rig, we captured 24 hours
beautiful
of real Mexican skies at 12K resolution. And thanks to the Xbox Series consoles, these photorealistic skies result in lifelike lighting that dynamically changes every frame, making you feel like you're really there. Here's Maddie again. She's joined by Abraham and some other members of the team. Our players are using Forza Link, the new AI assistant that intelligently tracks the status of you and the people you meet online and then helps you link up and play together. We'll now head deep into the rainforest and rejoin Bill and the rest of our players. Here we see our new volumetric lighting system filling the scene with god rays as the sunlight dapples through the dense rain.
God rays!
A Horizon Arcade minigame god is about to start. Forza Link knows that Bill loves minigames, so it intelligently prompts Sierra to invite Bill. Bill accepts, and they're seamlessly linked together with their GPS route set. With that Horizon Arcade minigame starting soon, all of our players are coming together. This minigame is called Pinata.
Do you like being a pinata?
Something a payload of pinatas.
Ooh, over this way. Gotta catch up to you guys.
So,
our players now have to work together to find and pop as
Forza
many
games
as they can.
Okay, go
I'm
up here
happy
to the left.
That they kind of went in a little bit of detail with this. I think they could have cut this a couple minutes shorter.
Yeah.
I don't think we needed to go this long. This felt like one of those kind of, you know, the forced productions you see happening where it's, you know, it's faux play, right? It's like, hey, Robin, let's head over there and play this game.
Is Event Lab, the incredible new tool set that allows you to create your own races, game modes, and gameplay experience.
Okay.
This could be a huge win for the community.
Yeah, yeah. Fundamental rules of the game. Being able to, you know, make your own courses up, and there was a wee bit of that before in other games. But yeah, that's interesting.
Forza Horizon 5 is the largest, most fun, and most beautiful open world we've ever built. And it will truly be an astounding showcase for the Xbox Series consoles when it comes to Xbox Game Pass this November 9th.
Game Pass!
Thank you so much. I'll see you all in Mexico later this year.
November 9th? Wow, that's cool.
Team Xbox.
There he is.
To bring the joined community of gaming to everyone on
right
the
now, it's like, that's why Phil, you, just the gamer, put your hands in your pocket.
Center of everything we do. Today, we showed you 30 games. 27 of them will be available on Xbox Game Pass.
Wow.
Now, through the end of the year, you can look forward to back-to-back monthly releases landing day one on Game Pass, led by five new titles from Xbox.
And I just want to point out, it feels like Phil is wearing the grandpa sweater.
Like Back for Blood, 12 Minutes, and The Ascent. And as we look ahead to next year, I'm inspired.
Not an Apple Watch to be seen anywhere.
Xbox Game Studios. we showed you the highly anticipated RPG Starfield coming exclusively to Xbox. But we also have some of the industry's best RPG storytellers working on Avowed, Fable, The Elder Scrolls Online, Fallout 76, The Outer Worlds 2, and Elder Scrolls 6. We unveiled the stunning multiplayer mode for the world's most beloved shooter in Halo Infinite, adding to the roster of iconic Xbox shooters alongside Wolfenstein.
By the way, the guy cracking his head back when he gets shot in the head.
In Doom. Awesome.
We premiered the most epic open-world racing game, Forza Horizon 5, bringing you a vibrant and authentic depiction of Mexico in a game built from the ground up for next gen. While the team at Turn 10 is hard at work.
Well, there you go. Ground up for the next gen.
Our growing family of 23 studios.
So, did it say for, was Forza for only for next gen? Or Xbox One?
It's been here for 20 years.
But here's the interesting thing. He just mentioned they have 23 studios.
Yeah.
On the investor call that they had for, it was kind of a closed event.
Yeah.
Somebody said that they mentioned 26 studios working on games.
Hmm.
And that's where all the speculation around additional purchase studios has come out of.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Take a look.
One more thing. Let's watch that one more original thing.
I'm going to turn this up. I'm going to watch this whole.
The studio that created Prey and Dishonored. Arkane created something new for them, an open world immersive shooter that you can play alone or with your friends. And like Starfield, this game will be an Xbox exclusive.
Centimeters, dramatically elongated.
Go on, make yourself useful.
So, that was fun, right?
That's your cue, mate.
Sleep tight.
My time in the Himalayas.
Betty's later, Dad.
You think they can't kill you anytime they want?
Hey, asshole.
Take this, Cabrona!
Ginger!
You better have a plan, Jacob.
Yep. Don't miss.
Don't touch me.
Look, a new one.
There's vampire in this.
Really? What does it taste like? Be specific.
Like blood and death and strawberry.
Sun's coming up. Let's keep moving.
Let's keep moving.
Sure thing, Edgar Allan Bro.
That's a good one.
Do you think things will ever go back to normal?
Would you want to go back to normal?
Not if I still have to pay my student loans.
There you go.
Now, that's one original looking Left 4 Dead killing vampires. Yeah.
I got the same vibe.
Non-violent, conscientious objectors, just going about their day.
Yeah, it's like Lego. I like it, like a Lego game. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So kind of cool.
Yeah, they have their own Left 4 Dead esque. Although it did say one to four players. I don't know that you can do Left 4 Dead solo. Could you play Left 4 Dead solo before?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, you could, actually, with bots, yeah.
So that's, I guess, the question is, are they going to give you bots here, or is it going to be truly like you go out solo? It looks interesting. Looks good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Arcane graphically do fantastic stuff. John said, you know, it doesn't show any gameplay. And again, that's what I said at the very beginning. I don't really like that. But Arcane's credibility, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They're going to pull out a really good looking game. So, yeah, there's the chicken man.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that snowboarding game. Like, you'd think they'd put a little bit more into it. It looks really plain. Like, I don't know if you've added crowds into it or just some extra stuff at the sides. It just looked really plain, that game. Just the whole recap thing just made me think about what I first thought of that game when I first saw it.
Yeah, as I said, there's that one on the EA. Is it EA? Yeah. That had loads of stuff in it. Now maybe that's a serious snowboarders game, but so the other one seemed like a bits of everything.
So. I guess let's talk about, you know, kind of final impressions from the event. How would you rate it? You know, is this a plus out of the park? Is it a B plus? Is it a C? What are we feeling? We didn't necessarily get all the gameplay a lot of people were clamoring for. There were some things that had CGI, like the Starfield game, like the last Redfall game. I personally am not overly worried about that stuff, given that they're farther away. I don't know.
I mean, overall, you have to have a healthy mix, don't you, of gameplay and cinematic stuff. And I think I did a good job of that. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Okay, so if Sony tomorrow, isn't it Sony tomorrow? So if
Sony's not doing anything.
Anything at all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Not there,
no, there was Square Enix, I believe, went this afternoon. We had Ubisoft yesterday. And Nintendo, I believe, goes Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. There might be a random event tomorrow, but...
Okay, so there's no... So Sony don't have any big releases of any single, you know, gamey stuff, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I think for Sony used the Summer Game Fest show... to show off a few games, to have presence during this E3 week. And then I believe they are planning an actual event at the end of June
that will be just their own thing. So it'll be, you know, the Sony will be in the spotlight. They won't have to share the stage, quote unquote, with anybody else. So I fully anticipate we will get something from Sony that's similar to an E3 event. Just it'll be
okay. So Big Smooth at the beginning of all this said, "Oh yeah, it's all right. It's a whole pile of reworked games." So let's be real here. Yes, there were reworked games. So Halo has always been there. Forza's always been there. You know, you might say, well, the Left 4 Dead clone is a rework game. But saying that, there's excitement around those titles. You know, Forza, yes, quality's there. Halo looks awesome and we're overdue. You know, Halo 5 was questionable game play or the storyline, but it was okay. But the multiplayer was absolutely superb. So we're looking forward to that. But I thought there was some nice little gems in there as well. The 12 minutes, which we did know about from before, but is a classic game. I think that the Left 4 Dead style game, we are really hungry, and that looked brill. And what else really, really jumped out at you there?
Well, you know. There was the Ascent on there, Redfall. Outer Worlds 2. I know it's a brand new
thing. They literally showed nothing. From Outer Worlds 2.
No, but at least they were completely honest about it and just said, right, we've not done fuck all, and but we're there. We're thinking about it.
This is what we're putting together.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean my quick take on the show is this is a show that was building excitement for kind of the near future, but also just giving a hint at 2022. It was about building some excitement for Game Pass in particular, which I think it did in spades. You know, I don't think it's an A for Microsoft with the showcase, only because I would have loved to have seen one or two more, you know, really unannounced games that we didn't know anything about. I didn't need to see more Stalker 2, for instance. I could have done without that and replaced it with something else.
Fable!
Fable, sure.
I mean, there's stuff that we didn't see. We didn't see Fable, you know, so they are keeping stuff up their sleeves.
It could be they're saving some of this for Gamescom.
Do you know what, though, for me personally, I couldn't, unless you watch the recap, or I watched the recap for, was it last year's E3?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have remembered any of that. And this past year has been a complete mix-up in it as far as things go. And a lot of things have just gone on that have just completely bogged us down. So I think watching this has been completely refreshing. It's kind of like, it's kind of bringing us back into that normality of gaming. And I think to myself, well, you know, EGX, is this something that we could really do? We could pull off, we could go to? I don't know. I found it quite refreshing watching that. I enjoyed it.
I very much enjoyed it. Yeah. Kim, what were you going to say? Sorry.
No. I'm kind of the same way. I don't think it's so much for the games that are, you know, really close or upcoming. Like you said, it's more for next year and that sort of thing. So, you know, I was super excited for Battlefield. So for me, that was, you know, because there was no Dragon Age. There is no Fable, which I get because I imagine we'll see more of them later on. So, or at the end of the year, maybe. So, I give it a B. I mean, you know, it checks most of the boxes for me. So, I mean, we got, like you said, it's Gamer Christmas.
You know what? We've been a bit down here. Great, there's some new games here. And in the middle of this Chinese flu thing, you know, things are just getting back together. It wasn't ever going to be normal that way. But I think there's excitement there. And they showed games. And I think
a lot of them coming to Game Pass.
And and the Game Pass is the star again. And the momentum has been building in a clearly rolled out plan with Phil and his team over the last few years. And with all the other media stuff that they're doing as well, it's a force to be reckoned with over the next few years. They're setting themselves up now for the next 2 to 3 years of growth.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for me, it's a B+, and I really give it the B+. It almost got to the A- part of it. I think if they had maybe one more surprise, maybe shown Fable, maybe we get there. I think Halo to me was it stood out to me because it delivered what so many of us were hoping that it was going to be impressive looking, that it was going to be kind of a feeling like a fresh Halo game that captures that kind of Halo vibe, but also is doing something different. So that for me, I was pretty excited by that. And I cannot wait for that game. It's a game to look forward to now. It is absolutely, I think, a must play for any Xbox owner, that's especially if you're on Game Pass. I mean, gosh.
I would have given it an A if it wasn't for Flight Simulator and Top Gun.
I want that.
Do you know what I really like? And I'm not a massive Halo fan as well, but do you know what I liked about that trailer was the executions, and there was never really any emphasis on the executions as much graphically. I don't think. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but when the multiplayer that I've played, it's not. It doesn't seem like there's any emphasis on the executions. There's some little bit of action going on, but you can't quite see it like Gears of War. You know, you can really see that intense, like, this is the finish of that person. And I felt like that then, you know, and like you said, that guy's head snapped off and somebody was going in for a kill just at his side. And that looked really good. And I'm hoping that they emphasize that in the actual game, because I would play the multiplayer. I don't think I'll play the campaign because when I played it with you and with Robin, you sold it so well that I'll never play another one again. But I might play the multiplayer. There we go. But I did like that. I played that Halo trailer. It was good.
You know, you bring up stuff like Battlefield, but Battlefield is more third-party stuff here as well. So, I mean, I think the crux of it, is it? You know, it's...
I can't believe there's not a campaign on that. That's nuts.
Yeah, that still is probably one of the biggest surprises, but...
But, like you said, to be fair, how many people actually play the campaign to play the campaign? Most people are probably like me that play the campaign so they can remember what the hell the controls are because they haven't played one in so long. It's all about the multiplayer. I mean, Call of Duty is the same way. I mean, honestly. Because the last time I played a Battlefield campaign, I can't tell you now, sitting here for the life of me, what the hell it was even about. Mm. So, you know, as Pete said, it was ultra-violent and, you know, all that, so.
Super violent.
Oh, terribly, terribly violent, as opposed to, you know, staking vampires and shit like that. But whatever, you know. Sucking the blood out of people, you know. But that's
Contraband, whatever it is.
Again, that's another game we don't really know anything.
Nothing about it, but it's just the vibe was right. It felt felt good.
Absolutely, you know. Again, this is one game when I first was seeing this, I was like, "Oh, is this some kind of Wolfenstein open world game?" Like I was reading all of these things, like the map, that kind of thing. But I think this is Kim, I think you were saying this is like a heist kind of game.
Yeah, like a co-op heist sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it very well might be
a co-op open world,
and then they just kind of get away from those little things. But yeah, I could totally see this being a heist game.
Did they mention the Indiana Jones game? Yeah, was it?
They have not shown that, or I think it's still too early for that game.
One that's coming in the future too. Yeah.
Yep.
Contraband, smuggling game. Contraband is you smuggle goods. Game fast.
Smuggling drugs.
All right, okay.
All right.
Hey, do you know what? Good time to be a gamer, a good time to be an Xbox gamer, and PlayStation as well, but the Game Pass is the real star. It is kind of fabulous to me.
And that's the takeaway, right? That it was like, wow, all of these games, with the exception of three, two of which we kind of already knew weren't coming to Game Pass, but, you know, all of these games on Game Pass, so that... just felt impressive. Everything you saw just always said Game Pass. So I think they're, I mean, if
future's bright for Game Pass. Microsoft is not going to back down from backing that service. And I think if you are a gamer, you know, that is willing to jump onto an Xbox console, this is a no-brainer service to sign up to.
Yep.
I still feel like it does slant towards Xbox. So, you know, I think the need to be on a console is there with this service still. I know you can do PC Game Pass, and there's some good value in there for PC Game Pass, but still feels like this is really still geared towards console and maybe cloud as it starts to really roll out in earnest. But cloud still feels like an afterthought. I don't want to say afterthought. It still feels like a add-on service to Game Pass. It doesn't feel like a true way to game. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, could I honestly just say I'm going to subscribe to Game Pass and only play on xCloud? No. I could, but the experience would not be good.
I think it's a convenience thing, isn't it? Really, if you've got a decent Wi-Fi connection. But I think you're right. If you're in your own your own habitat, you want to play a game, the first thing you're going to do is just make time to go to the console and switch it on. You're not going to get on your phone and get a controller connected to it and just hope that everything rolls well. You're going to switch on your console.
See, the thing about it is, you mentioned it before, Greg, that as soon as that Xbox Cloud app starts to appear on your smart TV, you know, that's such a massive winner for them, because it just takes somebody to sign up for a short trial and that runs on, or, you know, and buy some DLC. Right. That's where it'll really take off. And as infrastructure gets better and better and better, that's the end of consoles, I think, physically. It might take 10 years, but I think that's the way it's going to go.
I really do hope that they merge with someone who manufactures like a real decent TV, though, and not just, or even just their own, like a Microsoft TV.
To that point, they do have a partnership deal with Samsung.
Mm. So, All right, there you go.
Yeah. I would suspect Game Pass will roll out to Samsung TVs first and foremost.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, hey everybody, thank you for coming together. We watched E3 Xbox, E3 presentation together. It was a hoot. There's a lot to be excited about. Come back next week. We'll be on again. Let's do this real fast. Roundtable, the one game, you get one game to say, this is the game I was most excited about from this show. Fair enough? All right. We will start with Kim.
Oh, well, you know this already. It was Battlefield. So.
Okay.
Yep, all Battlefield.
Right. Pete, what one game to you is like your, like, this really stood out to me?
Well, I was hoping to see more from 12 Minutes. Do you know what? I was more surprised by Halo. I was more shocked on that trailer. I thought it was really good, and I thought, I like that.
I'm with you there,
it stood out. It was, and it shocked me, to be fair. So there we go.
Okay. Robin.
Knew it was coming, but Back for Blood.
Yeah, I didn't think it was coming to Game Pass. That definitely caught me off guard. It does look fun, and God knows this community loved Left 4 Dead.
And an honorable mention to Halo. So shortly, you know, that would be a toss up. So
wow. I mean, Halo definitely is the game for me that stood out. I think, again, just going back to, this is what Microsoft needed to do, and they did it. But I'll say for a different game,
you can't do that. That's cheating.
No, it's not cheating. I mean, Halo is what stood out for me, but an honorable mention to Starfield. I think I saw enough in that little snippet to have me excited for what they are going to do with Starfield. There we go. And then an honorable lesser mention of Top Gun on Flight Simulator.
I can't believe
that's exciting.
After all the jizzing, none of you said that. I was just like, oh, God, that's just typical. That's
I mean, yeah, I don't anticipate there being a story to go with that, but if there was, that would be epic. That would be epic.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it'd be a bull.
Yeah, possibly.
Isn't it funny? I mean, you look at games, shows, as years come by, and there was always like the AAA bit, and then there was the you know, the A-rated games, and then the wheelchaired out, the wee hippie guy, bald haired guy that done all the indie stuff. But there's no talk about indie stuff in there. It's just part of like the 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's all together now.
Yeah, and all that stuff is in there, and it's, you know, so, and there's no talk, oh, Microsoft don't have indie games. You know, it's just there. So,
games are games.
And their games. The original games are there. The tip to the hat to the Japanese market. Yeah, it's all there. So excellent. Right. Okay. Well, look, I'm done. Thank you, Greg. That's a good idea there tonight. That was excellent. Hope people enjoyed that. Well,
let's take us out, Robin. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. See you guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.